Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager at Wayne Memorial Hospital. On today's show, I actually have two guests. I have Rebecca Mead and Kyle Davis. Good morning, Rebecca and Kyle.
Good morning.
And they both work for the Wayne Memorial Community Health Center for the outreach and enrollment, and you're both coordinators for this program, correct?
Correct.
Yep.
And, you know, we kind of were discussing this topic today because it is so important for our listeners to hear, because it has to do with changes in some of the enrollment that's going on out there, right?
Absolutely.
So what it is, it's the continuous medical coverage unwinding or something like that. So Kyle, can you tell us a little bit about what's going on? Or Rebecca, I forget. Who's going to hit
that
question?
I'll take that one. Okay. So what is the continuous medical coverage unwinding period mean? So essentially, with COVID and the pandemic came a law that was passed that once you were approved for medical assistance, or if you were already on medical assistance, it would not cancel. If you didn't turn your renewal in, or if you were over an income, you were automatically on it and they would not kick you off. Mm-hmm. So it didn't matter how your circumstances would change, you were on it and until they deemed the pandemic over. Mm-hmm. Now that is coming up, that they're deeming the pandemic over, and what is now happening is the medical assistance that was once continuous is going to have to start, you know, coming back to terms with, you know, renewing annually and submitting income and verifying your circumstances, which is now, it's going to begin April 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen during this period is it's going to start April 1st, and it goes all the way until the following March. So March 31st, 2024,
mm-hmm.
will be the end of the one-year medical unwinding period. So essentially what's going to happen is, for example, if your renewal is due in April,
mm-hmm.
you will have to submit your, you'll get your renewal in the mail. You'll have to fill out the information, make sure everything is current and accurate. Most important, your mailing address and your phone number. And to be honest with you, you might want to reach out to the assistance office now to make sure that information is correct, that your mailing address is correct and your phone number is correct, because these renewal packets are going to be coming out. So it's really important that you make sure your
right.
information
mm-hmm.
is accurate so they can get a hold of you.
Okay. Because prior to the pandemic, that would be an automatic thing that individuals who have medical assistance, because that's what we're really talking about, individuals
yep.
with medical assistance coverage or insurance, that would, they knew that each year they would have to automatically renew it, but because of the pandemic, that was put on hold.
Yeah.
So people may kind of forget. I mean, I know what I don't remember what I did last week, forget 3 years ago, correct? And
yeah.
so this is something that we really want people to be aware of is if they have moved or if they have a change of phone number, they may not receive their packet. So they really need to look forward and make those, you know, accommodations for themselves and call the assistance office, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
So, Kyle, so do you want to say, so when is this going to start and how long is it going to last again?
Yeah, so as Rebecca kind of mentioned already, the unwinding process starts on April 1st, and then it goes for a 12-month period. And so in that 12 months, everyone on medical assistance will receive a renewal packet in the mail. And then also, if people are signed up for text messages and emails, they will receive communications and text and emails, as well as reminders and as their packets go out. But yeah, over that 12-month period, everyone on medical assistance will receive a packet and will need to fill out that packet and return it to the county assistance office as soon as they get it.
Okay. So is it, so everyone obviously may not get all their packets at once, so it's going to be a rollout, right, as you go along?
Exactly.
And yes, they'll have a time frame, like if they receive their packet April 1st or April 2nd, just saying, or the first week in April, there would be a time in which they have to get all that information together and send that to the medical assistance office, correct?
Exactly. Yep. And... yeah, usually have until the end of the month to get your renewal in. And the renewal usually will coincide with their normal renewal date. And also, DHS is changing, the Department of Human Services in Pennsylvania. Anyone who receives SNAP benefits and medical assistance, it used to be two separate renewal dates, but now they will coincide on their SNAP renewal date. So that could create a little confusion about when people feel like their renewals might be due for medical assistance, because they could have a new renewal date that will be their SNAP renewal date as well.
Okay. So you talked about the renewal. What happens, because some of the guidelines are changing, correct? With, we know that they've already, you know, during the pandemic, they had two SNAP payments a month for individuals who were receiving SNAP benefits. That changed to only one, right?
Exactly.
So some of the income guidelines are also changing for the renewal process. And if they don't meet those guidelines, like, what options do they have?
So there's a pretty major shift that DHS is going to complete with Penny.
Okay.
And Penny is Pennsylvania's state health insurance marketplace, where they offer tax credits to help lower the premium that the consumer would pay each month. And if someone is found ineligible for medical assistance, the Department of Human Services will automatically take that consumer's information and transfer it to Penny, and Penny will take that information, automatically complete an application, they'll generate an access code, they will give that consumer a tax credit eligibility determination telling them how much they could receive each month if they wanted to sign up for Penny. And so they'll receive that access code in the mail or email if that's available. And then the consumer will be able to use that code, log into the account that's been created for them, and then they'll be able to see their estimated tax credit on there. And if they would like to enroll in Penny, they will be able to pick a plan, shop around, and see what kind of plan would work best for them.
Wow. So when you explained it really, really well and understandable, but I'll tell you, as you know, there are so many people that may not have access to a computer or email, and that's where you both fall in, right?
Exactly.
That's what the Way Memorial Community Health Center Outreach and Enrollment, you two are available to help people, right?
Absolutely. Yes. We are available to help you with this entire process, right starting from when you get that renewal. All you would have to do is call and give Kyle or I a call and make an appointment with us, and you can bring your packet right into us, and we'll help you not only go through the packet, but we'll create it like a digital. We'll do it online on the computer for you, so that way it'll put a timestamp on the application. So like say we did the application today.
Mm-hmm.
It would be in their hands stamped today. So it avoids it going through the mail, getting lost, delays. Because essentially, I mean, even for somebody that is just applying for medical assistance for the first time, if, you know, gosh forbid something happens, they're not feeling well, because I'm putting it in today, it's getting that date stamped.
Right.
So when they get approved, it'll be approved from the date they receive it.
Which is so important, because
absolutely.
Are so many guidelines. Like you can, once you apply for medical assistance and you do have some bills, you can go back maybe 3 months. Okay.
Yeah.
So all of these things are so important. And again, it's very overwhelming for individuals. Oh. I know each year when I have to make a decision on what insurance plan I want to have for myself and my family, That's why we have sessions here at the hospital that we can work through it. That's what both of you are here for our community.
Absolutely.
Before I forget, what phone number can they call in order to make an appointment? Because that's important, right?
Okay,
to make an appointment, because you're going to get busy.
Exactly.
April 1st, your phone is going to be ringing
definitely.
Off the hook, right?
Absolutely. You can reach me, Rebecca Mead, at 570-251-6569.
And Kyle?
And then my phone number is 570-251-6554.
Right. And, you know, either number will work because you both do you're both coordinators for
Absolutely.
That reach and
yep.
enrollment.
Yep.
But it's so nice to have two different lines because
Definitely.
If you can't get through one, you call the other
Absolutely.
One, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But we're here exactly to do that. We can help you with the application process. If you bring in any income documentation that you may need for your renewal to submit, we can do it via electronically. It just makes it more streamlined, efficient, and easier for you
know,
the consumers, because it truly is a very difficult process to work through.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people get very overwhelmed, and I know myself, if I get overwhelmed with sometimes, like, I'll just back it off and, like, just let it sit. And
You can't
do that.
You cannot let it sit. Right.
You know, because it is going to be time sensitive. And,
right.
and we don't want to see people losing their, you know, health care coverage.
Right. So, again, anyone who has medical assistance, the first thing they want to do, if they're listening to this, or if they know someone who has medical assistance and for insurance coverage, is to contact their assistance office, correct?
Correct.
Exactly.
Reach out to them. Make sure their contact information is correct. So that way they will get their packet
right
when it comes time.
And then when they get their packet, or they're expecting their packet, they can call you, set up an appointment, and you can help them through this whole process, right?
Definitely.
Absolutely. Start to
yes.
finish.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And again, you know, people should not be scared if they meet the guidelines or don't meet the guidelines. That's something, again, you can walk them through, you can help them through, and
exactly.
you're going to make sure that they get coverage somehow if they're eligible, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
Whether
definitely.
It through be the medical assistance, or if for some reason they fall out of the guidelines,
mm-hmm.
And they're pushed a penny, we can help
right.
them with that as well.
Right. And you also, thank you. That this is just wonderful information for our listeners today. But you go beyond that. Like, you do this on a daily basis. You help people who may not be able or need insurance go through penny and help them with either medical assistance or other coverages that they may qualify for. One thing the Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers that people may not know is what we are considered as an FQHC, or federally qualified health center. So that means that we do take individuals who are not insured or underinsured, mm-hmm. or even if they are insured, there is additional assistance like the sliding fee scale, correct?
Yes.
Can you talk maybe a minute about that?
Yep. The sliding fee scale is a free application. You fill it out. We do have income guidelines, which actually we go up to 200% of the federal poverty guidelines. It is free to apply for. Once you apply, Kyle and myself will get the application and we'll take a look at it. And if you fall within the income guidelines, we have categories A, B, C, D, or E. And depending on where your income falls is what category you'll be in. You could pay as little as nothing. To the max you would have to pay is a $30 copay,
mm-hmm.
To see any one of our community health centers.
Physicians.
Yep.
And
exactly.
we have many of them. Many
yes.
of them fall in that guidelines.
And it's not just the family health practices. I mean, we do, it's applicable to, like, behavioral health, our behavioral health clinics, dental clinics, women's health centers, pediatrics offices. And so we can really cover a wide variety
right.
of healthcare with our sliding fee discounts.
Which is a lot.
Yeah.
And then there also, we only have like 30 seconds left, and there's also that 340B, which is the prescription assistance, correct?
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Which coincides with the sliding fee application. And what happens with that is we actually go up to 350%. Of the federal poverty guidelines. So you may not qualify for sliding fee, but you'll qualify for 340B, which at three pharmacies in the area, you could get your prescriptions for as little as $5.
Right, So, you know, I think the information that you have given us today is just really so valuable for our communities. Again, Rebecca, your phone number, if someone has any questions about anything we talked about today.
570-251-6569.
And Kyle?
570-251-6554.
Well, I want to thank you both for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Anytime. Again, this is Carol Knier. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.